Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, believe it or not, Friday the 13th, it's May the 13th, Friday, Freedom Friday, as we continue on our growth series for the month of May, as we are assisting small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations to build and grow their network in the area where they do business. I am super excited about this year, 2016. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the fifth month of the year. And what are we doing, ladies and gentlemen, to continue to build and add growth to your network? So we're going to be sharing some great tools and tips today on the show. It's going to be a real 30-minute push as we continue to share great opportunities that's going to assist everybody who is looking to add growth this year. With all of the things that's been going on now in the last 5 months, actually just past 4 months, so 4 months, now we're in the month of May, what are we doing to continue to see the trends, what's happening in the marketplace, how we're assisting and addressing our customers, and just giving the great customer service, ladies and gentlemen. As I said, how is your website? Have you updated your website? If you have not yet, it is definitely time to do so right so immediately. If you don't have the funding to do so, well, you can get in touch with us at Global Touch Enterprise. Our website is www.globaltouchenterprise.net. We can assist you on that. As a web designer, marketing guru, my goal is to assist small businesses, to churches and nonprofit organizations to build and grow their network utilizing inbound marketing and as well as making sure that your website is interactive. This is where it's at, ladies and gentlemen. And if you have an e-commerce site or would like to get an e-commerce site, we can help you out. We have the tools and tips to grow your marketing network. So with that being said, you don't want to go unprepared when it comes to marketing your business. It is the lifeline and the blood of your company. So if you understand marketing, we go over this on a regular basis, and I'm going to keep sharing this until everybody gets it under the sound of my voice here, because I have talked to a lot of business owners, entrepreneurs, pastors of churches, also nonprofit organization people who have the 501c3, what it is to do so, and also assisting small businesses to also have a nonprofit arm of their business to help in the community. It's all about the people, ladies and gentlemen, PHP, people helping people. If we continue on this path, we will continue to grow like never before. So with that being said, I just want to give you some good tools and tips real quick, just continuing on in reference to building your market, your network. What do you need to have right now, and what have you done that you haven't already put out there, and what is working? What do you know anything? What is working right now for your company that you're doing right now? What is not working? Are you measuring your results? Every 90 days, ladies and gentlemen, we talked about this. Every 90 days, you want to continue to run hard, and then on the 90th day, you take a break to review everything you've done so you can see what results you've met. If you have reached your goals, congratulations to those who have and all the business owners that I've built sites for, everybody who I've shared opportunities with on a consistent basis and counseled with, actually, and helping them continue to build and grow their network like never before. Guys, this is one of the best opportunities this year, 2016, to be a business owner, to make sure that you have everything to assist and help yourself as you help others. Again, the PHP effect, people helping people. That's what it's all about in the marketplace. If you're a product business, you want to make sure your e-commerce site or website has the information about the product, and also giving your guests feedback to let them know how did the product work for them. Did they enjoy the product? What is the results that they've received from purchasing and utilizing the product that you serve or sell? So you want to make sure you have that information readily, and you want to collect the data. You always want to collect the data of this information, ladies and gentlemen. Do you have a database for your company, your small business, church, and nonprofit organization? Everyone needs a database. If you don't have a database, ladies and gentlemen, you cannot measure effectively the exact results that you're looking for as far as on the revenue side, on the customer satisfaction side, and as well as your repeat business, and also making sure that you get your referrals in. Are you getting referrals? Is it working for you when you go out and share the opportunity? Do you have runners, customers as your runners, to help you spread the word about it, what you do and how well you assisted them on that? People are always going to go back to the people who really helped them and who's really assisted them and who shows that they really are interested in what they're looking to get. Again, we're satisfying three things, ladies and gentlemen, in the marketplace. It's what people want, need, and can afford. You satisfy these three things, ladies and gentlemen, you can be successful in business to date. So I'm in the city of Houston. This is the fourth largest city in the United States. The Port of Houston is the second largest port in the United States, with over $7 billion being generated over at the Port of Houston. Products and services, ladies and gentlemen, are moving like clockwork over at the port. And basically, if you can help other countries, other people, and become global, globalize your business, then guess what, ladies and gentlemen, you have really set the tone and the pace, and thus why I named my business Global Touch Enterprise, and this is GTE Professional Network Radio, which is the arm of Global Touch Enterprise. I just want to share, this is a great opportunity for us to understand how to build your market locally, nationally, and globally. Those three things, ladies and gentlemen, you have to build in your backyard first, though. Making sure that you're a part of the community, assisting the community, and people around you in your area. Are you getting the results from that? Are you working toward helping those close by? If you cannot build next door or cannot build in your area, how can you build effectively anywhere else? The market is the market, no matter how you slice it. So if you want to look at something that's going to be a benefit for you, you have to master these things. And it's in a threefold thing that you have to do. Again, what people want, need, and can afford. So we talk about satisfying these three things. And then also understanding the five P's of marketing. It's all about the people, the product, the price, the place, and your promotions that you run each week. Every promotion that you run, ladies and gentlemen, will make it or break it for you. If you do it effectively, you can generate volumes of revenue. If you don't do it effectively, you can lose on that level. But remember, you have to know your numbers. You have to know what your product sells for and look at what your competitors are doing or not doing. You want to measure these things. Again, having a database, again, is key. So we're talking about building your infrastructure, basically operational side of your business. Do you have it down tight? What are the forms you're utilizing? What are your business cards look like or marketing materials look like for marketing purposes? And then also product presentations. What do they look like? How are you presenting the product? Are you presenting the product effectively? What is the product all about if you're a product business? If you're a service business, how are you presenting the service that you're providing? Everybody who asks or wants to need a website for my company, I always give them a great presentation when it comes to what we can do at Global Touch Enterprise, when it comes to web design and marketing. So when it looks up for that, I'm always making sure that I'm putting something in place that they can visibly see, that's professional, and that I break it down and explain to them and educate them on that as well. So those are the things that you want to look at when it comes to building and growing your network. That's why it's always imperative that you pay attention to how you present to your people in your community where you are, on your website, since you're going to be doing it nationwide, and then globally if you want to expand to other countries, other territories, other markets. So on that level, you have to be consistent and persistent, and your content has to be tight. If your content is strong, guess what, ladies and gentlemen, your business will grow stronger. So you want to make sure you have everything possible that you can do to build and grow your network on a regular scale. And so what do I mean by that? Well, basically looking at all of the opportunities that we have out here in the marketplace, ladies and gentlemen, it is a plethora of information. But you have to be unique, different from your competitors and from others around you, so that way people can know that you're serious. Are you serious about what it is you do? Do you have a passion for it? Is this something you can do 2 to 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 10 to 15, or even longer? Or is it just something that you're just doing as a hobby and just wanting to just generate that on a novice level? Or basically, if you're just looking at to grow and just have a little bit here and there, and you're just doing it short term. You have to define your business. Is it short term or long term? Or is it something that you can do part time right now while you work in a regular job to help pay for your other things that you're going to need in your business or company? Or is it something that you have capital for right now that you can stand alone on and continue to generate revenue on a regular weekly, monthly basis? So if the answer to those questions that I'm just asking here is yes, then you're on the right path. But yet, if it's not and you haven't defined it yet, you need to define what it is you're going to be doing, how long you're going to do it, and what is your end result going to look like? What is your bottom line goal? What is your mission? What opportunities are you going to give others for being a part of what it is you're doing? So you have to make it beneficial for everybody, ladies and gentlemen, in order to grow. We sell them benefits here. It's just like if you were on a job interview, you were presenting yourself, you're selling the benefits of what it is you're capable of doing based on your skill set and based on what you know about that company that you're going to work for. So those are the things you have to start putting in play, ladies and gentlemen, if you really, really, really want to grow this network like never before. There are many companies that I've worked with and assisted that are growing exponentially. And it's great to see the results of what these guys are getting based on their seriousness of it and also based on them to always learn as you earn. They always be learning. That's that able effect that I always say. You have to be able, always be learning every day. And basically, that's an acronym that I put together. But able, you want to be able to do every and all things when it comes to your company, your business. If you don't know the ins and outs of your business, it's going to be very difficult to run the business. So you have to make sure you understand the ins and outs, your infrastructure, making sure that your operational side is tight, that you have your business plan, marketing plan, a great group of people who are get-the-gabbers, as they say, or people persons, or, you know, those are the kind of people you want to be surrounded by, individuals who are intelligent and who's coachable, teachable, and trainable. You want to have great people that who can learn as they earn and be excellent in their approach when it comes to representing what it is you do and what your company is based on. Are you branding yourself on that level? What is your brand all about? Do you understand what branding is? How do you brand yourself? Well, as a company, you have a mission, a simple structure there that gets the people to know, hey, this is what I represent, this is who I'm, on what I'm about, based on my personality, based on my passion, based on who I am as a person, as a company. So, and what it is, are you going to give them the best quality service, or are you going to give them crappy service? I mean, the question is always going to be asked in business. Are you going to be sometiming, or are you going to be persistent and consistent? In season and out of season, are you going to be effective on your approach? Are you going to be on a steady course with it, or are you just going to be bouncing up and down like a ball? You don't want to do that in the arena of business. People will fall off quick, and then you'll be self-destructing yourself and your company to no end. So you want to make sure you have all of these concepts and ideas, ladies and gentlemen, that you have. Write them down. Again, find some people who can assist you in building the structure. You have to build your infrastructure. Every building that's being built commercially or residentially, you have to know that they have to have the foundation laid first. Before they put anything on it, they have to have the foundation laid. The foundation has to be tight. Once they do that, Then they start putting the in pieces together to build the building based on what type of building, whether it's tall, short, or long, or wide. It depends on how much space they're going to be utilizing for that building. So you have to do the same thing in your business as an entrepreneur, as a person who wants to start and do their own thing versus working for someone else, whether you learn it in taking courses on, believe me, I always believe in taking some courses that is going to be effective in business management or marketing or anything on that level. Sales, I've been doing sales for over 20 years. So I know sales. I've been doing it. I understand it. And I understand how it is effectively to work with people. And I love dealing with people on a regular basis anyway. So that's why I'm in this arena. I've been doing it for a while now. So now that I understand that, now that I have my own business, how do I incorporate what I've learned working for others to incorporate and put it out for myself? You have skill sets. You have learned some tools and tips, things that you have gained along the way as you continue to grow. Well, they train you, they educate you, and then they give you the tools you need to be effective. Well, if you notice that in other companies that you used to work for, then guess what? You have to do the same thing. That never changes, no matter how fast this technology we have. As I have a degree in electronics, I understand that, working for coming from manufacturing, as well as learning it in sales. What are the two pieces that we have here? Well, in manufacturing, you learn a lot about the infrastructure, about the products that's being created to assist and make it much easier for the consumers to use and utilize on a regular basis. Now, how long that product lasts is based on the quality of the product that is built by the manufacturer. So if it's building with quality, as my old company, Zenith Electronics, used to say, their theme was quality goes in before the name goes on. We talk about quality. So if you're looking at quality products or quality pricing and promotion, then you want to make sure you're doing good customer service and you're giving them the quality of it. What is the quality of your business? Is it really giving them something, substance there that's going to make them want to return, give you repeat business, send you some referrals, give you some more people that they know to bring over to you to help them out as well? So it depends on the quality, ladies and gentlemen. Never forget this. It's all about quality. So you want to give quality business to people on a regular, consistent basis. You don't want to be sometiming. Even if you're not feeling like it, you still have to be quality, all about quality. It's not an emotional thing. It is all about satisfying the marketplace to date with products and services that's going to last. So are you going to go cheap with it and just try to get a fast, quick buck? Or are you going to go long-term with it and give the best quality? And if you're on that level, ladies and gentlemen, that's why you see companies here today, gone tomorrow, and those that are still here from way back when that lasted over 50, 100 years, you see why they're still in the business today. So those are the things you have to go back, ladies and gentlemen. I think this is just the lesson for today, is that's basically our tradition. Learning the things that have always been around us that we kind of seem to neglect or forget about because we think business is business based on what's going on, what's hot today. Well, hot is one thing, quality is another, fast talking is another, and just getting people to do this and do that is another. But you have to be the one to stand stern and firm in your belief as far as assisting people in the marketplace. Notice it's all about the marketplace. Marketplace, people buying products and services, goods from you to use on their end to do what they need to do. And again, the marketplace is vast. It's so vast, you cannot get enough of it. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, find something that you're passionate about, that you can understand, that you can educate and teach and train others on the level, educating your guests and customers, your people, your team members, and people who are on your team that's going to help you build your network. It's all about building a network today, ladies and gentlemen, not just a business, but a network. If you have a strong network, guess what? You have a strong business. So those are the things that I wanted to share on this date, Friday the 13th, May 13th, 2016, as we are continuing our growth series for the month of May. It's all about growth, ladies and gentlemen, and that is the most important commodity to me on the planet, is nothing but growth. If you're growing, you're going to continue to live. You're not just here to exist, and you're just going to continue to push out what you're going to push out based on what it is you believe in and what you do. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm real super excited for all of the companies that I've helped and assisted to date. And as we continue to build up on websites for companies, we have some churches that we have built some sites for, Seed Sower International Church here in Houston, as well as Rhema Christian Church here in Houston, Texas, Bishop Hamilton, and my boy Pastor Craig Ford from Seed Sower. We're doing some great things there in the community and helping out the nonprofit organizations as well. And my sister, and I tell you, my sister Endeavors always is a great opportunity to see how they're growing. The two sisters there from the nonprofit organization that they started, matter of fact, a while ago, actually, and here they are now still growing and still putting together some things in the community and teaching young people. And it's all about the youth today. How are we helping the youth? How are we educating? How are we doing what we're supposed to be doing to give them something to look at and say, hey, I want to do that too. So you want to be able to leave something, a legacy, something behind, something that's going to be effective for everybody else to do at the same time. So with that, I'm going to be signing off. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to this edition of GTE Professional Radio. I'm your host, again, Ed Peterson, and it's been a plum pleasing pleasure as well as a privilege. That's from my brother Les. Until next week, we're going to tune in again, and we're going to have some great opportunities and great tools and tips for the rest of this month, May, as we continue our growth series. So with that, keep building the faith, ladies and gentlemen, and keep building the dream.